News Talk 1110 KBND News Time is 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon. It's a Friday. Welcome to the 5 o'clock news with Kelly Blyer. And the news with Kelly is brought to you by IHOP's. Trick or treat, all you can eat pancakes are back starting at $4.99. Stack after stack of those scary, delicious buttermilk pancakes every day in October. Make it an IHOP day. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. A big announcement today from Oregon Congressman Greg Walden. He's endorsing Mitt Romney for president. Walden says he wants a partner he can work with on Western issues like the timber industry. Walden says he's worked in the industry for a while earlier in his career.
And I know when I've talked to him over time, he's not working off somebody's prepared document when it comes to forest health issues. He knows them, and I think that's really helpful.
Walden says Romney also understands high tech and other business and how to get jobs back into the private sector. A Beltway newspaper roll call describes Walden's endorsement as notable because of his ascending position in the GOP's leadership. He serves as a deputy chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee and chair of the House Republican leadership. Today, Oregon House Co-Speaker Bruce Hanna is in Central Oregon talking with local businesses, healthcare leaders, and the general public at a town hall meeting tonight. Hanna says the business roundtable this morning was a good way to try and problem solve so that Oregon's economy can get out of its slump.
To come and talk to us and say to them and them to us, what are the specifics that are impediments to business? What are the specifics that would enhance opportunity for business in Oregon? Because it's easy to stand up on a platform and say, you know, it's tough to do business in Oregon in general terms. What we're asking businesses to do is make a list. What is it that is the real impediment for you?
Co-Speaker Hanna and State Representative Jason Conger are co-hosting a town hall meeting in Bend tonight at City Council Chambers from 6 to 7:30 p.m. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says unfair subsidies and trade policies in China are hurting Oregon businesses. Merkley met today with some of the former workers of an Oregon City paper mill forced to shut down earlier this year. When the Blue Heron paper mill shut down, it threw 175 people out of work. Merkley believes something must be done to level the playing field.
More and more Americans are coming to understand that the Chinese are also engaged in a system of subsidies that are not allowed under the WTO. These subsidies are ranging from subsidized utilities, subsidized interest on loans, even subsidized land.
Last week, the Senate, led by Senator Merkley, passed a bill that would force foreign companies to disclose these subsidies that hurt American manufacturing. Governor Kitzhaber and Oregon's two U.S. Senators, Wyden and Merkley, will be in Sun River this weekend. They're attending the Oregon Summit for the Democratic Party at Sun River Resort. The executive director of the Oregon Democratic Party, Trent Lutz, says the gathering is held every 2 years and has been in Sun River for about 10 years.
This is really the gear up and the planning for 2012 to get our activists and our campaigns excited about what the year to come and really start to strategize on what exactly we need to do in order to move Oregon forward. So we're having discussions on all issue areas from education to healthcare to the economy.
The Oregon Summit runs today through Sunday. Some of the keynote speakers include Minnesota Senator Al Franken and Cecil Richards of Planned Parenthood. Parents in Redmond are curious why high school principal Brian Lamos was fired, but understand the privacy issue. Some talked with our news partner, News Channel 21.
It's frustrating. You know, you think that you have all these kids that are attending this high school, and as parents, not knowing again what the reason was.
You know, I don't need to know every sort of detail of what happened, but it'd be kind of nice to at least know that what caused it, so you don't wonder. It just leads you to wonder.
The school board will only say that Lemos was let go because of professional misconduct and that students were never in danger. Over a ton of food was collected to help stressed families enrolled in the Mountain Star Family Relief Nursery. Last Monday, Broken Top residents responded in a big way to a food collection, and Mountain Star Executive Director Tim Rusk says it couldn't have come at a better time.
Part of our issue is that there are a lot of families out there that need extra food, especially at times of the month when things get tight. So to have some extra food is a real bonus, and we provide that food onto the families in our program.
Russ says the food will help over 100 families. He adds that they have about 230 kids on a waiting list to enroll in the Mountain Star programs. Mountain Star is dedicated to helping at-risk children from 6 weeks to 4 years of age. And coming up at 5:30, a record year for Bend Film. Details in about 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.